I'll tell you why I'm a changed man. Just listen to this song. Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like
You're listening to the Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world. How's it going, Stover?
Doing awesome. Just enjoying the song yet again. It gets me jazzed.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the day.
Every day should start with a little Meat Man song. Could be Punani. Could be Jerry Lee Lewis. Could be a Meat Man song one of you is going to write for us one day, which I'm really hoping happens.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what our fans can come up with.
I've heard from one listener that said they're working on a Meat Man song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy based on a video that they had of another song they played. It's going to be weird.
Do they have a genre or anything?
Well, I kind of want to save it. But let's just say it sounds like surprise. alien music. Like funky alien music. But I'm down with that. We met Jesse in line at Franklin Barbecue, a new friend of the show. And he makes like sort of ambient EDM kind of music, if you saw.
Cool.
But that's awesome. I mean, he's older than us. I'm not going to say he's old. But for someone to be older and still be cooler than me is like, I'm out of it. I don't know anything that's happening to music.
He's an old radio guy.
All I know is songs that have meat in the title these days. That's all I listen to, it seems.
Well, it's all you're looking for.
It's all we're both looking for because we are always on meat adventures, as you know. And what was one of our latest meat adventures?
Well, we went down to Lockhart.
Yes, the capital of barbecue. And that's not the unofficial capital of barbecue. This is actually the Texas legislature said it's the barbecue capital of Texas.
It's written into the code. It's the law.
And there's a reason for that. I mean, where else can you go where you have such top-notch barbecue within like a very short walking distance? And when I say short walking distance, Yoni?
Yeah, we walked everywhere.
Small town.
Take your pick.
Well, it's only a town of, I think just that area has just like 13,000, 14,000, Texas Monthly said.
Yeah, but every weekend, their population probably doubles and people come in to visit. There's a handful of antique stores. There's Roll Fast Ranchware. It's a pretty sweet little spot. Get some cool digs.
And we'd been to Kreitz Market before just for lunch one time. We popped in to say hi. We're going to be hitting that back up again. We want to talk to Roy Perez. Shout out to...
We just go there to break topos.
It was his birthday recently, and he went to Graceland, I heard. He's the pitmaster with the big mutton chops, and he's a rock and roller. So I think when he is on the show, he'll love our theme song. If he's that into Elvis.
Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait to sit down with Roy. He's a cool guy.
But on that trip, it was sort of an in and out. We went to Kreitz. We came back home, did more work. But this time, on this day... We took a whole day in Lockhart.
Yeah, we parked kind of on the edge of town and walked everywhere. We got solicited to walk into multiple antique shops. It was fun to, everyone was selling. Oh, we got the most space. We got the best stuff. This is the best shop. Come into our shop.
It's one of those cool older towns that, you know, obviously in small town America, sometimes the economy suffers. But what's happened in some of these towns, same with Lexington, is there's a lot of cool thrift stores that have popped up in those old buildings with cool vintage stuff, like real Texas type old stuff.
Oh yeah, there's also a leather shop. We never got a chance to go in there. Got to do that next time.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is it, like a 45 minute drive from where we are, about an hour?
Yeah, I mean, I rode past it the other day selling houses out in the country.
Yeah, if you're living the Texas life, you're always driving around. So I was passing Lockhart before I even knew it was the barbecue capital of Texas.
Yeah, and it's kind of in its own little spot. It's got great country roads kind of rolling between it. It's really a beautiful drive. Even if you don't get barbecue, it's just worth taking a lap out there.
So my hometown, Portland, as everyone knows, has sort of a barbecue thing going on right now, and I got to get back up to try that. Hopefully we can take a trip this year up to Portland to cover that scene. But before the last couple of years, you would have to drive to the other side of town just to find a barbecue place, not even a good barbecue place, just a barbecue place. And here we are in Lockhart, and there's five places in town.
Yeah, I mean, the smell of smoke was everywhere.
You think that town's on fire when you're driving by, but it's just food.
Yeah, there's no controlled burn going on in Lockhart.
What was the... how did you enjoy that country drive? That's some of my favorite stuff in Texas, driving.
Well, it's just nice to get out on, you know, one lane, just cruising, fields, few cows. It's just nice to get out of the city. You know, we're all stacked on top of each other. And out there, there's like, you know, you anyone you pass, you can kind of throw a wave, smile at people, talk to them on the street.
Or go, hoo-de-hoo!
Is that a thing?
Well, we were trying to be friendly with a couple local boys. I called them boys. They were probably like 23. But they were giving you the stink eye.
Well, they thought we were from California, and they made that abundantly clear.
You know, we got the look. I am West Coast, so.
I was going to say, you're the one in the chucks. Cowboy boots on.
I'm wearing the definition of California sneakers, checkerboard slip-ons. So it was probably me they smelled out. What's wrong with California, though?
You should have stopped them and asked them.
Should have fought them.
Yeah, I'm good.
We had those leftover beef ribs that we always carry around. We should just hit them in the head with them like cavemen. Knock them out.
Have a caveman fight in the middle of Lockhart.
Yeah. Well, you know, we cause a scene wherever we go. So I guess when we show up to Lockhart, people are either in love or confused. That's what it is, Yoni. Their girlfriends were driving by earlier and said we look super hot, and they heard.
Probably.
Speaking of super hot, Yoni was just unbuttoning his shirt. What were you doing like while I was talking earlier?
This little pop filter keeps catching my button and unbuttoning my
Yoni's shirt just rips open throughout the show. He's barrel-chested by the end.
Today was chest day.
Well, maybe that's why those Texan boys got mad at us. We were showing our chests off.
Yeah, and they're in their sloppy-ass Day-Glow construction clothes.
We were like the Beatles running around Lockhart, and all the college girls were chasing us.
Well, what was it, a Tuesday or a Monday?
It was a Wednesday.
Wednesday, so yeah. It wasn't like, you know, I'm sure those guys are used to seeing all the people coming in, and, you know, on a Wednesday, they're, oh, God damn it, people touristing. Well, touristing around Lockhart.
If you live in Lockhart, you have to get used to barbecue fans descending on your town because, I mean, that's in the regional idea and everyone else. I mean, I've had friends that they know I'm a barbecue show and they go, have you been to Lockhart? I mean, people know it.
Yeah, now we can tell them we've done laps around Lockhart. At one point, I don't know if the GPS on my phone went or I was holding my phone upside down, but we walked like four blocks in the wrong direction. I was like, oh no, it's not this way, it's this way.
Yeah, we were doing, if you were in Lockhart that day, you saw two guys occasionally with headphones and microphones on walking around taking photos. But we were in a place that only had about four square blocks and we managed to get lost.
Well, it was funny too because I kept getting turned around, so we'd walk by a place and then a minute later we'd be walking by the other way and the people would look at us like, where are these guys? These guys know where they're going.
I took a cool photo of Yoni for our Instagram. At Best Barbecue, you can find us on there. He's next to a cutout of John Wayne. So when I was doing the hashtags, I did hashtag John Wayne, hashtag John Wayne, blah, blah, blah. And one of them I put up, it said John Wayne Ace something. And I was like, okay, whatever. Turned out it was John Wayne Gacy I tagged Yoni as, and he showed up on the top post for that day of John Wayne Gacy.
Hey, you know, finding fans in every genre.
Well, you know, we have a huge chunk of our audience are serial killer fans probably now.
We'll see.
So... Well, welcome aboard the Meat Man train. I'm sorry you're confused about the show.
As soon as you finish that last episode of Mindhunter, come find us.
So while we went to Lockhart and spent a day there enjoying it in 2000, what year are we? 17? Lockhart has been around serving barbecue since 1875. That was when the first meat market opened up.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much history there. It's like, every building's old. It's so nice. They have that big building in the center of town. You know, all these old pits that, you know, it's just, in most places there would be a fire box, but there's literally just a pile of wood and the flames just getting sucked right into the smoker. It's cool.
It's amazing. But imagine what it was like. What do you think it was like in 1875 when and the man who opened it up was S.B. Swearingen opened up the first meat market in 1875. According to the Lockhart Post Register newspaper in 1930.
Nice.
He was the first to offer the regular sale of barbecue meats. But then 25 years later, Charles Kreitz, spelled Cruz, the famous Charles Kreitz, bought the market from the Swearingens. And he only paid $200 for it. Can you imagine? We spent about $200 when we go out to barbecue all day.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's like how much we spend on all these platters of barbecue.
So this is really when the legend starts to grow. When Charles Kreitz buys that market. So we have the turn of the century. What was Texas like? When you close your eyes and picture, what do you picture Lockhart in 1900?
Early 1900s?
Yeah.
Whew. Quiet. Probably maybe a few horseless wagons.
Lots of wagons, yeah, going around. A lot of walking. A lot of big, those big like dresses that women wore, the like bell kind. Looks like a big butt.
No air conditioning either, so.
Everyone's sweaty and stinky like us. So it's a lot like today.
Lots of hand fans.
A lot of hand fans. A lot of flies. There would have had to been tons of flies.
There was tons of flies when we were there.
My car, it was like a plague in Lockhart. I mean, I'm not saying that they're cursed or anything, but my car was covered in flies when we were parked on Main Street.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because the color of your car or something.
It's white.
You drove under some sap or something. I don't know what it was, but your car had dozens of flies on it.
Way more than a dozen.
No, I'm saying dozens.
It was so much it almost carried my car off the ground.
All right. Hyperbole is your strong suit, Stover.
So we have Kreitz kind of dominating the barbecue scene for a while. Kreitz is a great place, not just for the food, but for the look.
It's huge.
Like still to this day, they have numerous locations. Obviously, they have the one in Lockhart that we've been to. But there's that huge smoke room. I love that place.
Yeah, Kreitz and Smitty's, you just walk right in and order in the smoke room. And it's, I love it. It adds to the flavor. It adds to the experience. It's just so enjoyable to just watch the fire kind of flick, the flames are flicking the meat. It's just, it's so good.
Flicking that meat.
Well,
it's got a lot of brick, a lot of wood, and you know, stone everywhere. It's
and awesome. The walls are just caked with this layer of smoke.
Yeah, like I'd be like creosote everywhere. But that's what we love. You wanna smell like barbecue, I've learned. I like it now.
I love it.
Makes me hungry.
The best part is just the open flame. It's just so crazy to watch. They get so much draw off of these big flat top smokers that it literally, even when it's open, it's drawing the flame through the firebox and out the chimney in the center of the room. It's just some magic thermodynamic engineering. I need to
go down
there.
You sound like Dylan.
Yeah, I need to go down there with Dylan. I want to be like, Dylan, how does this work?
It's funny.
Tell me the science.
A few episodes back, you heard that round table. We had Brendan Lamb from Le Barbecue, Dylan from Truth, and Clay from Snows. And Dylan kept talking about thermodynamics because he's like the barbecue guy that writes everything down and tries to study it. He's because of a wunderkind. He's younger than everyone.
Oh, he doesn't try. He's the guy that has, I'm sure he's got schematics and I'm sure he's engineering stuff that we haven't even fathomed yet.
Do you think he's some sort of foreign agent learning our secrets undercover and he's going to bring them back to the motherland?
I don't care, man. Let's spread the barbecue. I'll eat Texas-style barbecue in Moscow. I'm good.
But it was funny hearing him talk about thermodynamics, and then you have Brendan and Clay who are a lot...
They do everything by feel.
They do a lot by feel. So they're listening to him and kind of laughing because he's talking about thermodynamics, and Brendan Lamb's like, thermodynamics.
Well, the thing is that when you look at the science and then you look at the masters, you talk to these guys down in Lockhart, I'm sure none of them know thermodynamics, but if you ask them how the heat works or how the pit works, it's just it's a by feel definition of, you know, the science.
So we whipped out our recorder, as we're prone to do in Kreitz. We were sitting next to a field trip of children.
Oh yeah, there was 50 kids all wearing the same shirt.
So we just did a little meat man conversation there about our day. So let's have a listen, Yoni.
Well, Yoni, I'm about as full as I've ever been, I think.
Yeah, the walking between places and around Lockhart helped. And this nice fresh air is nice. It's a beautiful day. It's helpful for the digestion. But I'm full.
Yeah, we've been strolling around Lockhart for hours, just basically doing loops. I think I've seen the same truck circle around us a few times, looking at us, wondering what we're doing. But we've probably doubled in size since we've gotten here, so we don't even look the same.
Yeah, there's a big scale over there, but I don't think I can stand on it.
Yeah, should we stand on that scale?
If it works, it might just be a decoration.
I actually don't want to know, because I have not weighed myself since we started this podcast 4 months ago.
I have, and it's a...
It's not good?
It's a little more than...
It's all right.
I've been going to the gym in the morning, trying to stay ahead of it.
The cool thing is, do you think we've ate a whole cow's worth of meat yet?
No.
No?
How much does a cow weigh? Like hundreds, Almost 1,000 pounds, some of them.
It's got to be like a car.
Small car?
We'll get there.
Eventually.
I mean, we almost hit it today. We hit 3 barbecue in 4 hours.
Yeah, so I mean, that's another pound and a half.
What is one of your favorites that, I know we're digesting it still, but as we're working through all this food we had, my favorite, I think, of today, and it changes all the time, is that Smitty's brisket. And that
Smitty's brisket has a, I mean, it was like crunchy, but it wasn't like hard and unappetizing. It was like a nice crunch. It was like a well-seared steak, but it was a piece of brisket. It's unique to anything I've had.
And that sausage, that hot ring at Smitty's, that should not be discounted either, because that like exploded in juice. Did you see the tray?
Yeah.
After I cut into that, I was sopping bread into that, and it was like half the size of that sausage was grease, and you know that I love that.
Oh, hot rings, cold rings, you can get it all at Smitty's barbecue.
I asked for a cold drink and they stared at me because we were in the cutting room, the meat room, and I'm like, I'll take a cold drink. She's like, honey, you should probably get that out there in the cooler.
Cold rings are for taking home and heating up.
I thought a cold ring was like one of those like cured cold sausages. I was a little confused. It was the ring word that threw me off.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about this place is they have a bunch of claw machines out front like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, actually, when we were just at Black's, the claw machine guy was like in there digging in the machine, and like he basically made a big circle of stuff he was changing out on the ground. It was pretty funny to watch.
I have one more clip about Kreitz.
Oh, we'll play it.
I'm Roy Pettis. I'm the pit master at Kreitz Market, also general manager. I've worked here 30 years, never had a vacation, never have a take day off, never called in sick. To be a pit master, you have to have a passion for it. You have to have the will to stay here, long hours, hot temperatures. He's gonna have to love it, otherwise you won't make it here. In 1987, I started here. I was just a home builder. I didn't know nothing about barbecue pits, didn't even have one at home. And just one day, the house industry went down, so they called me up here and said, would you like to go and work for us here at Kreitz Market?
This music's something else, isn't it, Yoni?
It's good. Oh, kicking it up a notch.
85% of our customers here at Kreitz Market are from out of town. We get them from Japan, Switzerland, any place all over the United States. You know, we'll cook about 100 of these briskets on a Saturday. Kreitz Market is known for our briskets, which is the big thing all over the state of Texas. Here, we come in, we throw it on the pit. We don't have no gauges. We don't have no temperature thermometers. We don't have anything. It's all sight and feel. And
thermodynamics.
We don't got no thermometers.
Here we don't have no saws, no forks, just your hands and simple salt and pepper. No barbecue sauce, just simple. We don't use barbecue sauce. We want you to taste our beef. We do it old school. None,
we need
none
to
of
cut
this
that as a sound bit. We want you to taste our beef.
Make it look pretty. You know, thing that we do that while we're slicing, while we're cooking and then, you know, putting it out in front of the customer.
Hope you're hungry.
When I first started, the original owner said, Roy, when you're at the top, where do you go? And I go, down. Exactly. So you got to keep staying on your feet, because people were going to come and try to take you down, and they want to move up to the top of the barbecue world.
The no forks thing should be the actual motto of Lockhart, not the barbecue capital, the no fork capital of Texas.
Yeah, I don't think there were forks. There might have been forks at there were forks at Black's because they had sides.
Everyone I noticed, Franklin audience seems a little more refined at Franklin Barbecue. They were all using forks, and I'm just like, I held up that fatty brisket and almost put the entire thing in my mouth just with my hands and just dripping down. We bring the party.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I just, you put the fork goes in the sides, and then you use your hands for everything else.
They have good deals at Smitty's Market.
Yeah, it was not expensive.
And we went, just walked right in the morning, a little barbecue breakfast. We kicked off our day at Smitty's.
Yeah, that was a great place to start, and we were smart to, you know, we just got a little bit at each place.
Yeah, it's a former Kreitz building, if I got my history right, which itself was built in the 20s.
And again, these buildings are beautiful that these markets are in.
They're just, I just love, in Austin, most of those old buildings have been torn down. They built new stuff. But out in Lockhart, everything's original. You know, built in the early 1900s, lots of brick. Just so nice.
So we'd both had Kreitz and Black's barbecue, which are Lockhart classics before, but we were both so pleasantly surprised to eat Smitty's for the first time.
Yeah, and Smitty's just, it's, if you've been to Kreitz, it's just, it looks very similar to the pits. It's just a much smaller room with a smaller pit, but it's still huge and has, and they just had that fire kicking. I was just, it changed the way, the next cook I have, I'm going to, if I have to put a fan on the exhaust, I'm going to get some, I want to get that like high draw like they were getting.
Can you imagine having access to that pit at all times to be able to cook? I don't think I would ever leave that room.
Yeah, I mean, I would like wrap a sandwich and have it smoke.
It's, again, got that cool old style meat market feel at Smitty's, where you go in and it's almost a little confusing where to start. You go get your meat, they pile it up for you, and then you go get your sides and pay for it. It's a separate room.
Yeah, and like in Kreutz, they do the thing where they kind of wrap, they wrap up the paper and then you kind of unwrap it when you get to the table.
But you had a favorite part of Smitty's. What was your favorite thing?
Besides the bark?
No, the bark.
Yeah, the bark was awesome.
Oof.
It was like crunchy and flavorful. I wouldn't put a drop of sauce on that bark.
Can you believe that back in the day, like when these places, long, you know, before we ever came to town, before we were even born, people were like breaking that bark off. They didn't want it.
Yeah, it just blows my mind.
They would just cut it off like they do at some of those quick in and out barbecue places.
I'm sure there's people though. There's always, even when I was a kid, I always liked the crunchy ends, I always like the kind of overdone. You know when you make mac and cheese and you get that like crispy around the edges?
Yeah.
That was always my favorite part. So I know it probably wasn't the majority, but I'm sure someone was eating that bark. I'm sure someone was sitting there laughing and eating all the bark that everyone was cutting off.
So after we had a nice barbecue breakfast, we took a stroll around town, checked out some window shopping. We got lost. It's got that Back to the Future type town square.
Yeah, exactly.
The building in the center.
Save the clock tower.
So we saunter on over a few blocks away to, what was our next stop?
To Black's.
That's right. Black's Barbecue has been around since 1932. It started as Northside Grocery and Market. And then it moved out of that building into its current location in 1936. That's crazy.
It's a, there's some history there for sure.
It's, I mean, that's part of the, I mean, that's the whole reason we went to Lockhart, the history. You can feel it going in those walls because they all got the old photos. You see the original owners, the ones who have passed, and you get to see the current crop of people. And you could eat some great food, too.
Yeah, and if you sneak around back, you can see pretty much every sign they've had since they opened.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually sat down at a table and had a little conversation while our bellies were settling from our first meal. So let's just have a listen to that now, and then we'll talk about what we ate.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm holding up okay, Yoni, with the amount of meat that we've ingested. I mean, we've gone really hard, of course, but we're pacing ourselves. We've been here a few hours in Lockhart.
Yeah, I mean, we probably only put away a pound each.
Just a pound.
Three quarters.
What time is it? 12. It's 12 p.m. We've already put down two meals.
Two light meals.
Yeah. We're going to do one more in another hour. We're going to hit up Kreitz.
Potato salad's legit, though.
I love the potato salad here at Black's. I actually really do. Like, some potato salad is just standard.
I think they put eggs in it.
Yeah, it's like a German potato salad. Yeah. It tastes like a lot more mustardy. And that's how I make it at home. So I like it that way.
Maybe that's what makes it yellow, the mustard, not eggs.
It's got a good standard mac and cheese that acts as kind of a basic type of food to eat with the spicy, salty pepper. Like, it's nice to mix it up with some mac and cheese because it kind of soothes you. It's creamy.
You got to cut the salty fat with something.
The first thing I beelined to when we got here was that long buffet table of all the sides because, number one, you have to go through there first.
I was
going to
say, you beeline because the hallway's about you have your shoulder width.
Yeah. We're big men and we got stuck in that hall almost, but what I meant was I wanted to grab a lot of sides because we had just piled up on meat at Smitty's Market down the street in Lockhart.
God, that bark.
That bark was amazing, and this brisket was great. It was all good, but I knew we were going to go meet meat again throughout the day. So I wanted to I thought I was going to get vegetables, but I got some cornbread. Is that a vegetable?
I ate a whole thing of green beans. The green beans are, it's like the garlic is like soaked into them. It's awesome.
I got the hiccups from that big red I just chugged.
Hey, at least you got it all in instead of out. Yeah, so one of the signs says, customer parking, Black's Barbecue, Lockhart Cable TV, A1 Refrigeration.
I love those old signs. They're huge, too.
There's another one, and that one said open Sunday. And this one says customer parking, Black's Barbecue, and much bigger letters says open 8 days a week.
Yeah, that's the 8 days a week sign out front still, a new one.
At first, it was just these small towns. Now it's become a ton of Texas, and Texas has kind of become its own small town for barbecue. And soon the world, you know, from Tokyo to Brooklyn, we've got people who learned in Taylor or Lockhart or right here in Austin.
Well, in that clip you heard Roy Perez from Cryot, I mean, he's been there 30 plus years.
And he don't need no stinking thermometers.
Or forks. But you heard him talking, and we know this from our audience too, people from Japan to Ireland to Australia, I mean, they love Texas barbecue.
Yeah, I didn't know that 85% of the people, I mean, I don't know if he's actually counted, but 85% of the people being from out of town, that's pretty awesome. You run your whole business just on tourism.
There's also another barbecue place that we have to check out. We didn't get a chance to because how many places are we supposed to eat at in one day? You know?
All of them, Stover.
As much as we can. We almost died, and we still got to do the show, so we got to stay alive. But Chisholm Trail Barbecue, that opened in the late 70s. That's actually owned by a guy that used to work at Black's Barbecue, Floyd Wilhelm.
And that's in Lockhart also?
It's a local favorite.
Was it walkable?
No, it's a little further from our meat gauntlet.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. It's on my map.
Here's a little video on the history of Black barbecue.
What's up, y'all?
Yoni.
Summertime is upon us and barbecue season is officially beginning. So here's 10 tips to help you survive a Black barbecue.
Oh, wait, that's
a cookout.
That's not the right one.
Would you search for Black's barbecue and you found a Black barbecue?
All the same. We all know. Number one, don't come at the time I tell you the barbecue starts.
All right. Yoni's taking off his shirt again. What happened? Your button's popping off? Yoni's flexing and his shirt is ripping like the
Hulk.
The
pop filter just keeps taking my button off.
The studio wants you to get naked.
Well, and then I buttoned my headphones into the thing, which pulled it open again.
Well, Yoni's putting his clothes back on. Let's listen to a little history of Black's Barbecue from this YouTube documentary published by Barrett Black of Black's Barbecue. More fun music for y'all.
Black's Barbecue is the oldest family barbecue in Texas, still owned and always owned.
This is Barrett Black.
The same family.
We started generation back in
1932.
Owner.
My grandfather, Edgar Black Sr., had a partner,
and
Joe
this is
Robble,
Kent Black,
and the
third
two of
generation.
Them opened a meat market that turned into a barbecue business. I think it's what our family does. Some families are doctors, or some family are in the real estate business. And here at Black's, we have four generations working the business now. Hopefully there'll be a fifth generation not long. I pay attention to my dad, and he is still the guru, the source of how we cook and how we develop all of our barbecue. I think Lockhart is unique because we have stayed true to our original barbecue roots, so to speak. We cook it differently than other places do. We have certain types of brisket that we use, and you can't even buy it in the grocery store.
We'll cook that brisket nearly 24 hours sometimes, but it's on a low, low heat with post oak wood, and that's part of the secret, especially in Lockhart. Everybody uses post oak wood. It gives the meat a different flavor than the mesquite wood or hickory wood.
A lot of people make a barbecue pilgrimage to Lockhart. Every day we'll have people from New York, from Los Angeles, a lot of folks from Australia.
We drove in from Austin.
We came in from San Antonio.
Yeah, we drove all the way down from Houston. Whenever we ask about barbecue, people say go to Black's, so we go to Black's.
When people ask for barbecue, they say, go to Black's. And I go to Black's.
Yeah. Do what people say.
It's funny. He said people come from Australia and all over the world. And the next guy they interviewed said, I came from Austin.
Well, we came from Austin.
We came from Austin, yeah.
I mean, we're in the music capital of the world, so.
And that music that they were playing in that documentary is the greatest song I've ever heard. next to the Kreitz little documentary song that we just heard.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have the music match the food. But I mean, what would you do if that was some metal song or some? Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense. You're right. Della's Barbecue in Bastrop County might like it. He's a speed metal
His
guy.
His theme song is for sure metal. I keep looking at the map because it looks so far away, but it's just such a nice drive.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit out of town, but again, we're blessed to live in this area because we can just drive an hour in one direction and find history.
Well, and you can have fun with it. There's all these nice Texas roads. I mean, I guess you can take the toll road out there, but if I were you, I'd take one of the back roads, take 2001 or 142, mm-hmm. and it's so nice to get out of town. That's what I love about Austin is we have all this barbecue, we have all this music, we have all this kind of concentrated, but you can drive an hour in any direction, find good barbecue, beautiful roads, friendly people. Yeah, sometimes you forget living in the big city that we're all friends, we're all neighbors. So go to Lockhart.
And take the long way.
Take the long way, meet some new people, bring some local beer with you, maybe you'll make a friend.
I want to drill it into our friends, our meat men's heads, Yoni, that we need some songs.
Hey, listen, we're in the music capital of the world. We're in the live music capital of the world. So let's, I know there's a blues band or someone out there. Shit, if you got a blues band, let me know. I'll come in, I'll rip some harmonica on it.
Be like who's that guy from Blues Traveler? Carry a bunch of ammo on your chest too.
He's so good. John Popper is...
He's a meat man.
He's a machine, dude. I tried to learn just like the opening to one of those songs that he does.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can do like the first 3 seconds. And that took me like 3 hours to learn.
We don't care what type of music you play. It could be recorded on your iPhone. It could be recorded in your studio. We know we have bands who are fans. We've seen them and we've talked to them. So we know there's a bunch of musicians out there. So whatever genre you want, whether it be speed metal for me, reggae for Yoni, or in the style of Jerry Lee Lewis, just make us a song called Meat Man. It could be anything. It could be a cover.
Yeah.
Strum it on your acoustic guitar. Sing us a ditty about meat.
Make it simple.
And if Diddy's listening, Puff Daddy, please do a song about meat for us.
But mostly Warren G.
I thought I told you that we won't bake. Thought I told you that we won't bake. And Warren G too. So write a song, Meat Man song, and I guarantee you we will play it on the air.
Oh, you'll hear it every episode for a while.
And I'll hear it every day because I'm going to listen to it every morning if people start writing this music. You want to give some fan love, Yoni?
Hell yeah. We love our fans, and there's more of them every day.
I know, Yoni, all our fans are gone. I forgot to tell you.
Wait, they just checked Instagram. It's at zero.
We're at zero. Well, who do you got on your shout-out list?
Let's see. We were just talking to a couple of people. Well, shout-out to City Limits, as always.
Always.
He reminded us about Camp Brisket. Our boy Barbecue Brett.
Love that Barbecue Brett. Good stuff, it looks like. We're going to check out a pop-up of his next month.
Yeah, we're going to have to go up to Round Rock and see what's cracking there. Black River Barbecue, we got you a shirt. You guys are always killing it. Next time I go see the Grand Canyon, I have to stop by. In Hays County, some good-looking guys. I think they're going to be in Houston for the Houston barbecue thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, once again, we're looking for media passes for that Houston event, guys.
Yeah,
you're listening.
If anyone knows some of the organizers, we're trying to get a hold of them. There was one more. Oh yeah, Gulf Coast. We got to talk to people in Mississippi.
Some Gulf Coast barbecue. Yeah, we love them. We have a new fan here, Yoni, Real Meat Man, Sandra in Texas.
Cool.
She says heart emoji eyes. That must be directed at me. Beautiful. Enjoyed your coverage on Franklin reopening and subscribe to your podcast after listening to this episode today. Love the support you give the barbecue community.
Sounds like she's doing everything right.
Yeah. So thank you, Meat Man Sandra. And of course, the Offset Barbecue. Big fans of the show.
Oh yeah. I love those guys.
Cali Comfort, LA. You know we love them.
And shout out to Ray's for always throwing down. And Moose.
Don't forget, I think the special shout out of the week, Yoni, I think we should end on this one, should be Andrew from Moose Barbecue. Why?
Why?
Because he reached out to Warren G on our behalf.
Hell yeah.
And I said, if a meat man does that, I mean, he's leading the pack. I know a few of you have tagged Warren G. You know we want him on the show because he's a real meat man. Sniffin' Griffin on Instagram.
Sniffin' Griffin.
So we want him. He's listening, I'm sure.
Come on by. We'll take you on a tour.
We will take you everywhere you want. Your lungs will be full of smoke if you come up to Huston.
Yeah, and then you can spit it back out like the rapper dragon you are.
You call him a rapper dragon? What does that mean?
Or like a hip-hop dragon, dude.
He's a hip-hop dragon?
Yeah.
See, from someone, and let me translate for you. This Yoni's speaking New Yorker. When he calls someone a hip-hop dragon, that's the highest compliment.
Oh, yeah.
That's like saying Wu-Tang. Shit, yeah, dude. Exactly. So he's doing that East Coast talk.
He's like,
if you're a dragon,
upper level,
next level.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know how to say it the California way.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't see coasts, man. We're in the middle. That's where I like to be, right in the middle.
Right in the cursed desert land. So you win Meat Man of the Week, Andrew from Moose Craft Barbecue in Los Angeles.
The coolest barbecue couple on the West Coast.
Yes, yeah, I love that family.
Moose Craft.
I need some water, Yoni.
Yeah, let's hydrate, and then I want to get some barbecue. Right now, I'm trying to think of a place that's open before 11 a.m. to get some barbecue because I'm hungry now.
We do get hungry when we record this show, don't we?
Well, I've been staring at pictures that we took at Smitty's and Kreutz and everything too.
I've been watching people cut meat for 30 minutes on my computer. It's horrible. This is torture we put ourselves through. Why do we eat on an empty? I'm even saying eat. Yoni, you look like a giant turkey to me right now.
Hey, man, you got to stay hungry.
I'm going to eat you.
Okay. That's the only way you're going to get stuff started.
Let's cancel the show. Put your arm on the table. I'm going to carve into it.
Whatever, Stover. you couldn't... I could knock you out in like 1 second. let's get something straight here.
I'm cowering in the corner of the studio right now. I'm like in a little ball, and Yoni has his fist raised above me. She just ripped his shirt off.
Let's just be clear about one thing.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Time to eat some barbecue.
Yoni's going to beat me up. Eat more meat.
Well, we want you to taste our beef.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, produced right here in the heart of Texas.